tomorrow morning.
Whatever you think.
Tomorrow. If I put tomorrow, people will see more.
Of course, the many ladies here.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Mechavad.
If Mashiach doesn't come tonight, tomorrow is Ta'anit. Chamim to Gemara tells us. In second Beit HaMikdash, Beit HaMikdash was on. Still, some people did Ta'anit on Shivasa Beit Tammuz. But this was not an obligation. Everyone wanted. But Tisha B'Av, everybody fasted. Even Beit HaMikdash is on. And one of the reasons is, if you know the reasons why we're going to fast tomorrow, if Mashiach doesn't come, so then Beit HaMikdash is on, it doesn't help. If the reason is something else besides Beit HaMikdash. So the Mishnah says in Masechet Ta'anit, five things happened on Shivasa Beit Tammuz. The first thing the Mishnah says is when Am Yisrael were in the desert and they did the golden calf, and Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the tablets, with the Luchot, he broke the tablets. So in the Hebrew language, if you say broke, you must say shavar. In God broken, in Hebrew you say nishburu. But the Mishnah uses a different lashon, a different termination. The Mishnah says nishtabru. Nishtabru is not nishburu. In Hebrew language there are seven, it's called seven buildings. And if you want to say something broke, you say it's nishbar. And if you want to say something is got broken, not because the thing broke, because something else, you say it's nishtabru. Nishtaber. It's in Hebrew language, you have to know grammar for this. So the Mishnah says on Shivasa Beit Tammuz, Nishtabru Aluchot. It doesn't say Nishberu Aluchot. Actually, Moshe Aminu Shavar Aluchot. Moshe broke the Aluchot. He threw them. But the Mishnah says, no, that's not what happened. Tomorrow, Nishtabru Aluchot. It means the Aluchot got broken. Moshe, it's not true, Moshe broke it. Not true. It says in the Torah, Moshe took it and threw it on the floor and broke it. Nevertheless, the Mishnah said, no, it wasn't this. Nish tabu aluchot. And the Mishnah says, one of the scissors is Sarafet HaTorah, Apostomus. Somebody took a Torah and burned it. Then the Gemara says, Mutal HaTamid. In the second Beit HaMikdash, there were two brothers fighting. Who is the Kohen HaGadol? Orkinus Aristobulus. And it came to a point they didn't have a sheep anymore to sacrifice Beit HaMikdash. The Mishnah was destroyed 3 weeks later, Tisha B'Av. But there's no sheep. It says, what is the tragedy? No sheep. No sheep. Nothing happened. You can't have a sheep. I can't have a sheep. The Mishnah counted as like the tablets broke. As like also burn the Torah. So. It's a big tragedy to burn the Torah, but it's not something that you say something happened on Shivasa Beit Tammuz. What happened? Somebody burned the Torah. Burned the Torah. In generations before, what the maximum the Germans did, somebody was in Ghetto Kovne told me when the maximum the Germans, the Nazis came, they took the Torah from the shul, from the ghetto, a lot of Torah, and they rode them on the street and they drove on it. But between this and burn it, same thing. They can't say they're going to do it. It's in Paris, 700 cars of books. So the third thing, that's the Mishnah said. Third thing, Mr. Husband. And the Mishnah said, Umat Zelem by Achal, Menashe, one of the kings, made a statue with four faces and put it in the holiest of the holiest in Kodesh HaKodeshim. Again, it's a major thing, but okay, Avodah Zarah, so somebody, an idiot, put it in Beit HaMikdash. So what? It's nothing. Really doesn't mean anything. And then also Nifretza Achorma, second Beit HaMikdash, the wall of Yerushalayim got broken. First Beit HaMikdash, the wall was broken on the 9th of Tammuz, 8 days before. On second Beit HaMikdash, they broke the wall. Okay, they broke the wall. What's the tragedy? Yeah, simple explanation. Of course, Chachamim say, simple explanation means that the inch into Beit HaMikdash, Yerushalayim was secured, very, very thick wall, and Yimach Shimam, the Romans broke the wall. Mm-hmm. But the Mishnah lists all those five things. It sounds like those five things are the reason. But the Mishnah, but the Gemara, but it will say it's Ta'anit. Some restrictions will start as of tomorrow, no music, no buying new things. And then what's behind it? Years and years, thousands of years, already people fast for this. So the Shtabu Eluchot, the Gemara tell like this. The Mishnah says, on the first Friday, after mankind was created, Hashem created 10 things. One of the things is the sheep that Avraham Avinu slaughtered instead of Yitzchak. One is the donkey of Bilam. One is the well of Miriam that gave water. One is the opening of Gehenom that Korah fell inside. One is the grave of Moshe Rabbeinu. And then the Mishnah listed three things: the writing, and the one that writes it, and the tablet. Things like this. And Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemaim to get the tablets, the Eruchot v'Makadosh Baruch Hu. So Kadosh Baruch Hu wrote on them. Wrote, even though we had already a language, but that language that we have to write it was established by Kadosh Baruch Hu on the first Friday. First Friday, Hashem decided to make letters, and Hashem so-called wrote them. And then Hashem made tablets. It's the first Friday. What's the significance Hashem made it? It means those things that Hashem made the last minute before Shabbat had a tremendous energy and reasons that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his mind had. Like the sheep of Agadat Yitzchak, to be instead of Agadat Yitzchak, like the water in the desert, which is water in the desert. So the Chachamim say like this. So after Am Yisrael made the golden calf, Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shomayim, and Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, go downstairs. And go downstairs, Moshe goes downstairs, and he sees the dancing over there. So he takes the tablets and breaks them. Simple explanation, Chachamim say, the tablets was like a ketubah between the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But when Tamin Uziel says, why did really Moshe break it? It's because Moshe saw the letters flew out. And Moshe saw the letters flew out, so the tablets are worthless. It was blank. So Moshe threw it on the floor. So what does it mean when the letters flew out? It means whatever Hashem created, so-called, on the first Friday, vaporized. And Kadosh Baruch Hu wrote the Luchot. Says the Gemara, how did Hashem write the Luchot? Ma'an says, with the middle finger. Kadosh Baruch Hu has a hand, and each finger that Hashem has on his right hand, Hashem uses it for something. One finger showed Noah how to build the Teva. One, this Machloket. Each finger, what did Hashem use? Maybe Machzit Shekel. maybe the Mishkan. But the middle finger, the Gemara says, Hashem wrote the Luchot, whatever it means. Of course, Hashem doesn't have a finger. But it means the power of the middle finger of a person, that Hashem used it to write the Torah. Okay. So what it means is like this. So on the first Friday, Hashem used his finger and wrote on the tablets. And now Moshe comes down on Shiva Sabbatamut and he sees the golden calf and he sees the people dancing around it. So he saw the letters flying out. So it means that whatever Hashem created on the first Friday was in vain, for nothing. Nothing. And Hashem had something in mind for this. We'll see soon what Hashem had in mind. Therefore, he took the tablets and broke it. What tablets is without the letters? But it's not that it's worse than the letters. So called, by doing what we did, is like he broke Hashem's finger. So if Hashem created that finger on the first Friday in order to write on the tablets, and now that is true, so what does Hashem need this finger? It means the finger of Hashem broke. That's what happened. That's the secret. So that's what the Mishnah says. Chachamim said, that's the Mishnah says. Nishtabu haluchot. Tomorrow, not the luchot broke. The luchot got broken, but it's not what it is. It means luchot got broken because it has no value anymore. If the letters flew, what is the luchot? So it's not the luchot. It's the letters and what was written on it and the one of Kadosh Baruch Hu who wrote it. When did Hashem write it? Sister Gemara, look, before creation Hashem made so-called letters. When actually Hashem, when did he engrave it on the tablet? So the Gemara says, while Hashem was saying 10 commandments, at the same time he wrote on the Luchot. It means Hashem had the tablets upstairs and Hashem didn't write anything. After we said Naseh v'Nishma, and then Hashem decided to give us the tablets. Before said Naseh v'Nishma, Hashem did not tell us what he is planning to do. He didn't say nothing. But we said Naseh v'Nishma, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, come over here Nar Sinai, and I'll give them the tablets. Am Yisrael did not know Hashem is going to give them tablets. They heard that he had heard the commandments. And Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, come upstairs now. Moshe did not know he's coming upstairs. And stay with me for 40 days, and I'll give you the tablets. And then, when Moshe came up, the tablets were written already by HaKadosh Baruch Hu while he was saying the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments contains the whole Torah. The Ten Commandments has 620 letters, and 630 mitzvot from Hashem, and 7 from Chachamim. So actually what Hashem did like this, Hashem said 10 commandments, in the 10 commandments Hashem included the whole Torah inside, he wrote it with his finger. What day was it? Shavuot. He said, look, Friday night we say Yom HaShishi V'Yechulu HaShemayim V'Aretz. We say Yom HaShishi, the 6th. Says the Gemara, what do you say, the 6th? It means the first Friday has a connection to the 6th day of Sivan. What does it mean? Some explanation, the Gemara says, that Hashem created this world, and Hashem, on creation, made a condition. This world is going to be exist upon Naaseh v'Nishma. The Gemara says, until we said Naseh v'Nishma, earth, the Gemara says, based on Pasuk in Tehillim, earth was scared. If nobody would accept the Torah, Hashem would destroy the world. Because the world was created for the sake of the Torah. Bereshit bara Elokim, the Shemaim, ve'et ha'aretz, says the Gemara, Bereshit, b'shvil Reshit, b'shvil Am Yisrael, yikabel et ha'Torah sh'nikret Reshit. The Torah is called Reshit first, Am Yisrael is called first, and it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu write Bereshit to tell you, I created the Torah and I'm waiting. Hashem waited for 26 generations from Adam HaRishon to Moshe Rabbeinu to give us the Torah. But at that time, Hashem felt that this generation will accept it. So Rambam said, that's in Kiddush on Friday night, you have in mind. Yom HaShishi, you say Yom HaShishi. He says, today is Friday. You say, yeah. This Friday is number 6, the 6th day of creation. But what you have in mind is the 6th day of Chodesh Sivan, we got the Torah. So what it means, again, the simple explanation, it means that it has a connection from the first Friday to the 6th of Sivan, this was Chag HaShavuot. Chamim said, no, it's much higher than that. The Gemara says Shavuot is Yom Hadin. Shavuot is a day of judgment. The Gemara says, judgment? What is judgment? He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges people on Chag HaShavuot. He says, what does Hashem judge on Chag HaShavuot? What is the problem exactly? I was judged on Rosh Hashanah. Here another time, Hashem judges the universe. He said, look, when Hashem created this world, the last Friday, Hashem created tablet. And so-called, he created his finger. And he created letters. That we should have letters. We could have had a language without letters. Some people know how to speak, they don't know how to read. You don't need how to read and write. What do you need? As long as you know the language. But Hashem did it to us. The Gemara says, if you learn Daf Yomi, the Gemara says in Shabbat, how much energy the letters have. Every letter has its special energy inside to accomplish certain things. That was created the first Friday. So what happened? On Shavuot, Hashem used his finger and wrote the letters on the tablets. And where is it? It's not here. It says, in Shiva Sabbatamuz Am Yisrael, so-called when they made the golden calf, that caused it, Moshe is going to break it. And Moshe is going to break it, it means that Shavuot, the Ten Commandments that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that Hashem included all the mitzvot inside the Ten Commandments, and Hashem wrote all the mitzvot with letters by his finger, everything was damaged. And therefore Rabbim said, Shavuot is Yom Adin. Shavuot is the day that Hashem said the Ten Commandments. Shavuot is the day Hashem wrote the tablets. And where is the tablets? Where is it? So it means, even though that Hashem judged us in Rosh Hashanah, and Hashem said, look, let me see, how did you behave? But how about that I did something for you, and it's not here? This has nothing to do with the sins. This is a damage. This is a damage in creation the first Friday. It's a damage so-called in the form of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu made himself a finger and used it to write, and now we don't have it. On this, Chachamim say, as the Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah is Yom Adin, and Shavuot is Yom Adin. What does it mean? Rosh Hashanah was the first Friday of Rosh Hashanah. On the first Friday of Rosh Hashanah, this was man was created on that Friday. On that Friday, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the tablets and his finger and the letters. Shavuot is the time that Hashem used it, and it's not here. Therefore, Chachamim says Shavuot is Yom Adin. And Yom Adin, we cause HaKadosh Baruch Hu not to have so-called pleasure from his creation. And this is the angel in Shamayim, Matat, the interior minister. When Hashem created the angels on Monday, so this angel said to Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I hope, Yismach Hashem b'ma'asav. I hope what you're going to do now, you're going to create mankind, they'll be happy with him. Because it means that Chas Shalom, what that person will do, is not going to just not listen to Hashem, he's going to destroy HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Gemara says, before the Neshama comes down, Hashem tells the Neshama, I want you to swear that you should not destroy my world. Not to keep the mitzvot. Destroy. There are certain acts of people, not just they don't listen to Hashem, they destroy the creation. And that's what really happened on Shiva Sabbatamuz. Shiva Sabbatamuz, Nishtabru HaLuchot, what it means, that we caused Moshe Rabbeinu to break the Luchot, because the letter flew, the letters flew. And the letters flew because we didn't golden calf. That's what the Mishnah says. This is the first tragedy that happened on this day. Comes the Gemara and says, I want to explain to you something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his mind had that the nation should have every month one holiday. If you know the Goyim months, it's the same thing. They, doesn't matter, they call it July 4th, they call it Labor Day. But America has holidays very parallel to Jewish holidays. Very parallel. They have Easter, they have New Year, they have this, others. At the end, it's very similar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind that every month you should have a chag. Well, a chag means that you be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not because we should go over a barbecue. The Gemara says, on Nisan, it's the first month, Hashem gave us Pesach. On Iyar, the second month, Hashem gave us Pesach Sheni. On Sivan, the third month, Shavuot. Now in Tammuz, Am Yisrael came to Aaron, Moshe, according to their calculation, or if we may say misunderstanding what Moshe said is coming back, they came to Aaron and they said to Aaron, we need a new leader. And Aaron said, okay, perfect. By tomorrow morning, we're going to have a holiday. So the Gemara says, what do you mean Aaron taking me a holiday? Which holiday tomorrow morning? This is the Jaime Tammuz. Tomorrow, so the Gemara says, tomorrow is supposed to be Rosh Hashanah. Best Hashem had in mind. Next month, Av, Hashem had in mind, you have Yom Kippur. Elul, you should have Sukkot. Shmini Atzeret should be on Tishrei. Since we did the golden calf, says the Gemara, Hashem postponed Rosh Hashanah to Tishrei. Yom Kippur to Tishrei. Sukkot to Tishrei. Shmini Atzeret Tishrei. How come you have 4 holidays in Chodesh Tishrei? How come? Why? Why did Hashem do such a thing? Hashem never had it in mind. Hashem had it in mind that every month should be one holiday. We lost it. That's why we don't have a holiday on Cheshvan. Maybe we don't have on Tevet. But the reason, the Elul we don't have. We don't have. Maybe we do have now. We have today. In our time, we have Chamishah Asar Tu B'Av. But the Kadosh Baruch Hu had in mind that tomorrow is Rosh Hashanah. What do you mean Rosh Hashanah? What do you mean Rosh Hashanah? Not Rosh Hashanah. But we need Rosh Hashanah because Adam HaRishon disobeyed Hakadosh Baruch Hu's command Rosh Hashanah. And Hashem wanted tomorrow that scene should be fixed. And the world would become Gan Eden on the spot. And the Satan came and confused the world, and we did the golden calf. But this should have been Rosh Hashanah. I said, Rosh Hashanah, what is Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is the first Friday of Rosh Hashanah. What happened first Friday of Rosh Hashanah? Hashem created the tablets. And Hashem made the so-called letters and made himself a finger to write it. So tomorrow, this was the whole idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Chachamim said, that's what Aaron told Israel. Then Israel came to Aaron and said, we need a leader. Aaron said, tomorrow is a holiday. So Aaron, what holiday? Which holiday do you make it tomorrow? He says, tomorrow is a holiday. He says, tomorrow is Rosh Hashanah. If they would have kept it and would have waited till Moshe arrives, that's going to be the end of the world. End of the world. But it failed. So we didn't have the patience. We weren't patient enough. And we told Aaron in the morning, let's go. And we killed Hur. And Aaron was under pressure. And the golden calf came. But originally, this was the plan. So it's the Ishtabu Aloha tomorrow morning. So what happened? What really happened? It happened, we lost Rosh Hashanah. Lost Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah, the tablets, so-called the first Rosh Hashanah of the world, was a Friday. The Friday that Hashem created mankind in the afternoon. By sunset, Hashem created the tablets. Here on Shiva Zabatabu, so we cancel. So what do you cancel? You cancel Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah was canceled. So the holiday Roshones cancel. So what it means is the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give us holidays to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So called, the Mishnah is going to list the things that happen on Shiva Sabbat Tammuz. Each of those things cancels a holiday. That's the problem. It's not that something happened. Somebody burned the Torah. Okay, so what? It's not. You don't have a sacrifice to Hamid. The world broke. It means nothing. It's a very small thing. Let me explain like this. What happened on tomorrow, Shiva Sabbat Tammuz, five things happen. It means gradually we lost the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because every holiday, Ari says, the person can feel it inside himself, the holidays here. You don't have to have a calendar. Your neshama can tell you that tomorrow morning is Sukkot. Tomorrow morning is Pesach. You don't need a calendar. People didn't have calendars at home. People felt it. You feel. The Purim comes, you don't have to know Purim is here. You feel today is Purim. You wake up in the morning, you know it is Purim. Sometimes you can have it at night. This also, there's a special connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why he gave us holidays, not just celebrate. It's called Chag Lashem. It's a holiday to Hashem. It means the connection to Hashem. Shiva Sabbat Tammuz is such a bad day, the Gemara says. On that day, what happened, these five things canceled the holidays. Again, the first one canceled Rosh Hashanah. So tomorrow is supposed to be Rosh Hashanah, cancel Rosh Hashanah. Then Sarah Papastomus the Torah, somebody burned the Torah. Somebody burned the Torah. It's like Shavuot. No Torah. No Naaseh v'Nishma. Somebody burned the Torah. If it's Achoma, the wall of Yerushalayim broke. What was it? The Sukkot. Sukkot was Yerushalayim. Everybody came to Yerushalayim. Since it's called Simcha Bat HaShoeva, people were dancing in Yerushalayim. We lost Yerushalayim. We lost the concept of Yerushalayim by breaking the wall. There's no Yerushalayim. There's certain halachot, certain mitzvot you can have only if there's a wall around Yerushalayim. So tomorrow the wall broke. So what is it? Says, you lost the connection of Sukkot with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what happened. Somebody put Tzelem by a house. Somebody put a statue. So what is a statue? A statue is the opposite of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the day that we pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu for forgiveness. That guy, the liberty, put a statue, Menashe, put a statue with four faces in Beit HaMikdash. What did he do? He says, eventually, you don't have the connection with Kadosh Baruch Hu on Yom Kippur. You can pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You feel something. It's not the right feeling that you have. You'd have felt by yourself the day is Yom Kippur just because it's a holiday. Mutalat Hamid, so no sacrifices. That says, what is really the obligation for sacrifices? The obligation is Pesach. Pesach is the role model of sacrifices. So tomorrow, or one day, couldn't find a sacrifice in Beit HaMikdash. Of course, it was not Pesach, but it was Tamid, it was a regular day. But the concept of sacrifices that Hashem wanted to sacrifice for him is Korban Pesach. That's the only one. The other ones is for Kaparot, for other things. But Korban Pesach, the sacrifice of Pesach, is something that Hashem commands. It's Hashem said in the Torah. If somebody does not participate in Korban Pesach, the liberty, Hashem kills him, karet. Because he didn't Korban Pesach. Because Korban Pesach is a tool to get connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. If you don't bring Korban Pesach, it means you don't want to be connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's where you're going to be killed. Tamar Chachamim said, this is a tragedy. Shiva Sabbat Tammuz, five things happen. Each thing is whatever happened, it shows that we lost the connection. Not everything is our fault. That Apostomus, one of the scissors, burned the Torah, it's not our fault. As the going broke the wall for something, it's not our fault. But this is a sign, a symbol, what happened on that day, that what we should look forward for. And therefore the Gemara says, based on the Pasuk, of course, in Zechariah, and Nabi Zechariah said, Mashiach will come, tomorrow should be a holiday. Simple explanation, of course, of what it means. That day should not be a mourning day. But the depth of it, as Zechariah said, that day should have been a holiday. And we lost it. Shiva Sabbat Tammuz, in a way, the Gemara Chachamim say, is more important to Tisha B'Av. Chachamim say the following. Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbat. The Gemara says that Rebbe wanted to cancel Tisha B'Av. You don't have to do it on Sunday. We postpone it for Sunday. But the Gemara said, Rebbe, the one who wrote the Mishnah, when Tisha B'Av fell on Shabbat, he said, finish, it's over. But the Gemara doesn't say it on Shivasa B'Tamuz. If Shivasa B'Tamuz, it's always the same day, the 17th of Tamuz, and Tisha B'Av, they always fall on the same day, like this, for example. Tomorrow is Thursday, Shivasa B'Tamuz, Tisha B'Av is Thursday, if Moshiach doesn't come. If Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbat, the Gemara said, Rebbe wanted to cancel it. Don't need Shabbat canceled it. How about Shivasa B'Tamuz? How come the Gemara doesn't say that either? The Gemara should have said, Shivasa B'Tamuz is the same year that Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbat. Shivasa B'Tamuz falls on Shabbat. They say, what happened? Shivasa B'Tamuz falls on Shabbat. You cancel it? The Gemara doesn't say. Chachamim say, no. Wouldn't cancel. Because Shivasa B'Tamuz cancels all the holidays. And that's what the Mishnah listed. All the five things that happened on Shivasa B'Tamuz, that's how important this day that Yafoch Chalosun Simcha says Hashem should turn tomorrow into holiday, because the concept of that day is holidays, not just holiday. Of course, it's supposed to be Rosh Hashanah. But through the years, what happened means that via this day, people took away the connection that we had with him. That's how important it is. Chachamim say that you have to mourn on the things happened on Shivasa B'Tamuz and to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to resume the connection. Rambam says you have to do teshuvah on the Tanit. You have to do teshuvah. It's teshuvah on what? Rambam says teshuvah on your ideas that you have in your head, on the manners that you have to fix for yourself, and the main thing is to know why we're fasting in order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to turn into holidays, is if we know why we're fasting, not just to remember. It's actually what we're looking for is the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.